Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. During the Lenten season, we are saying the Apostles' Creed together each day, which says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from John 9, 1 through 12 out of the Voice Translation. While walking along the road, Jesus saw a man who was blind since his birth. His disciples said, Teacher, who sinned? Who is responsible for this man's blindness? Did he commit sins that merited this punishment? If not his sins, is it the sins of his parents? Jesus said, Neither. His blindness cannot be explained or traced to any particular person's sins. He is blind so the deeds of God may be put on display. While it is daytime, we must do the works of the one who sent me. But when the sun sets and night falls, this work is impossible. Whenever I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After he said these things, he spat on the ground and mixed saliva and dirt to form mud, which he smeared across the blind man's eyes. Jesus said to the blind man, Go, wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent, and its name reminded us that his healing was sent by God. The man went, washed, and returned to Jesus, his eyes now alive with sight. Then neighbors and others who knew him were confused to see a man so closely resembling the blind beggar running about. The townspeople said, Isn't this the man we see every day sitting and begging in the streets? But others said, This is not the same man. Others said, This can't be him. This fellow bears an uncanny resemblance to the blind man. The formerly blind man said, I am the same man. It's me. The townspeople said, How have your eyes been opened? And the formerly blind man said, A man named Jesus approached me and made mud from the ground and applied it to my eyes. He then said to me, Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. I went and washed, and suddenly I could see. The townspeople said, Where is this man who healed you? And the formerly blind man said, I don't know. The word of the Lord. I wonder how the blind man felt when he heard Jesus spit. Because in the story, the blind man hasn't spoken directly to Jesus, and Jesus hasn't spoken directly to the blind man at this point. But he heard Jesus spit, and then he felt mud on his face. And I wonder what he was thinking. What do you wonder about this reading? As we wrap up our time, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.